Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Alfred the Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy, 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 blessed new year, and thank God that we crossed over to 2015. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for listening to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, I feel so excited because in my spirit says, let's go to church. I was sitting here thinking about a program that we could produce tonight that will magnify Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Lord put on my heart to just offer up and ask what we want. God says the doors are open, and he says pray at the beginning of each month. The Love Live Jesus Ministry is going to pray at the beginning of each month. That's what the Lord says. He says pray. He says and cover those prayers at the first of the month, amen. He says, but pray in between, but at the top or the peak, amen. He says, that's your valley point. He says, at the top of the peak, he says, you pray unto God. He says, and I guarantee you, he says, every day won't be Sunday. He says, but you will be able to be successful each and every day. And God is not only sharing that with me, he's sharing it with you as well. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to model what the Lord showed me. And I'm going to play the actual songs that the Lord has given me to play. We're going to get into the presence of God. We're going to have a little church here, amen? And how this particular ministry is going to go is I'm going to read a scripture, of course. You know, it's Psalm 136, 1 through 9. Then after which I'm going to play, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. And actually, Bishop Carlton Pearson will be singing that particular song. And when that song is playing, all I want you to think about is what you're going to surrender unto God this month. What are you going to surrender unto God? Are you going to give back your hands, your feet? When I talk about that, the hands, I'm talking about service. Your feet, I'm talking about walking in the right path, turning from those evil ways. When I talk about your eyes, are you going to keep them lifted up to the hills from which coming all your help? When I talk about your ears, what are you going to allow your ears to hear? That's what I'm talking about. That's what God is talking about. So nothing's going to be said when Father, I stretch my hands to thee is played. But then after which, we're going to go on to the instrumental of the center of my joy. And we're going to begin to pray. This is the peak of the month. And we're going to pray unto God. We're going to consecrate every day of this month. And we're going to pray unto God, whatever God gives us. And we're going to thank God for blessing us to cross over, because some people didn't make it. Some people, they started in 2014, but they didn't come with us to 2015, amen? But we thank God for their lives. God says we must press forward. And in order to press forward, we must forget about those things behind us that hindered us from receiving the glory that God has for us. And we must open up. God says start the peak of the morning. How many of you know that when you exercise at the peak of the morning, you burn more calories during the day? Man, God says, start at the peak of the morning. He says, and all of those praises will come during the day. Amen? So that's what we're going to do, and that's where this ministry is headed. I thank God so much for this ministry. I thank him for the people he's sending, the places he's sending us. And just there's so many things that's happening with this ministry that I'm so excited about. So without further ado, let's go ahead and go to Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I would like to go ahead and play Father, I Stretch My Hands to Thee by Bishop Carlton Pearson live. And then, while this song is playing, I want you to get into your prayer more. Whatever you do, I'm not going to tell you to get on your knees and pray. I'm not going to tell you to close your eyes. But I will tell you to get into the presence of God. And I want you to be sincere about this, because God says that he has things for you. And not only for you, but for us. And you have to surrender something. God says surrender something unto him that he can use and allow you to use to serve the people. Okay? So, for instance, if you surrender your hands, that means you're going to serve more. Right? You're going to serve more. If you surrender your eyes, that means that you're going to look up to the hills from which coming all of your help. And if you surrender your ears, that means that you're going to turn away from gossip and you're going to hear the Holy Spirit speak unto you. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit will speak unto you if you be quiet and listen to the things that he is saying? The Lord speaks to all of us, but some people actually stop and listen when the Holy Spirit speaks, okay? So without further ado, we're going to listen to Father, I Stretch My Hands to Thee. And if the phone rings, the phone just rings, amen? But we're still going to praise and serve the Lord.
Now I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight, founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it.
Father, no!
Father, I stretch my hands to thee. That was by Bishop Paul S. Martin and Bishop Carlton Pearson. Now then, as we move on to the consecration part and the prayer part, I'm going to pray. But in this prayer, I want you, and you will have an opportunity, I want you to personally pray unto God for what you need. God is just that good. God says at the beginning of the month, he says you open up with prayer to consecrate each day, because you're going to be places, and you're going to be placed in situations where everybody is not a Christian. You're going to be placed into situations where everybody is not saved. And so therefore, you're going to have to remain in character, and God is still going to be blessing you, even in the storms of life. When it's storming outside, okay, then you're still going to be blessed. You're blessed going in, and you're blessed coming out. And God says that you offer up as a living sacrifice what you need from him. God is able to do it. God is able to keep his promises. He is a man that he would not lie. And so it's very important as we move higher in this ministry and as this ministry goes places and as we speak to different people, it's very important that we obey the word of God. And if God is saying that the doors are open and he says pray at the beginning of the month, man, then that's what we need to do. Now, I don't want you to get it twisted. We're praying at the beginning of the month as a unified body, because there's a lot of people on here, right, that you don't see and that I don't see. But it's a lot of, like, places that's represented. But at the same time, we need to pray as a unified body. But in your secret closet, and that's what the Lord is talking about. He says, go into your secret closet. That means go into your study or your prayer room and pray as well. Right? This is just to kick it off, to get the party started, the Holy Ghost party started. God says that you're going to have to pray in the midnight hour sometime. You're going to have to pray during the day for your change to come. Amen? All right. So we're going to listen to The Center of My Joy by Richard Smallwood, and I'm going to also pray unto God as the Holy Spirit leads me. But I do know that we want to anoint and consecrate these days for all of the listeners and for those individuals who are listening. And if you believe in the power of God and the power of what he can do, then I want you to pray these prayers with me, and I want you to pray with me, and I'll pray for you, and you pray for me as well. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us as we were able to transition from one year to the next. We understand that this is the beginning of a new start, Lord, and we ask that you bless us, Heavenly Father, to make it this whole month in January, if it be your will, Lord. We consecrate yesterday, all the way to the end of the month, Lord. We ask, would each day be filled with your glory, your favor, and will we continue to magnify who you are in spite of, Lord. We understand and recognize that we live in a world that is not so godly, but we ask that you help us to be the beacon lights that shines for the world. We ask that you bless each person, Lord, going out and coming in. Would you preserve their lives, Lord? Would you bless them as they travel up and down the dangerous streets and byways and fly in the air? Lord, we ask that you bless each school, Heavenly Father, and keep them safe, Lord. Would you bind the hands of the enemy? Would you help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to learn how to love one another in spite of? And, Lord, we realize and understand that every day is not going to be Sunday. But in your promise, you said we will be kept in that right early. And we know, Lord, that as we move this ministry higher and higher, and as people begin to come because they want to know who you are, Lord, we ask that our demeanor and that our words be true and our wisdom be given unto the people as you would have it, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who are in the hospital at the beginning of this year and those who are coming out of the hospital. We ask, would you be their physician, Lord, and would you heal their bodies from the top to the bottom. We understand and recognize that we have some people who were missing in 2014 who are still missing. And we ask, would you preserve their bodies and would you give their family answers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask, would you lift up bowed down heads and open up closed and weary eyes, Lord. Lord, we ask, would you bless any type of funerals, memorials, anything that's happening this week, Lord. Would you comfort those families, their friends, and people near and far. We ask, Lord, would you bless us to be real in what we do and who we are. Would you continue to discipline us, Heavenly Father, so that we can be ready for our next move in your kingdom, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountain experiences, Lord. We thank you for the happy moments and the tears that we had to shed. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, if there is someone who is sick in their hospital beds, Lord, we ask, would you heal them right now in the name of Jesus? We ask, would you touch each children's hospital, Lord, and bless those kids to be able to make it through whatever pain or disparities they're going through, Lord. We ask a special prayer on those unborn children whose parents are going through the storms of life with stress and with violence, Lord. We ask, would you bless those particular families, Lord. Would you bless those who are out on the streets, those who do not have anywhere to go. Would you just bless them to find a warm place in you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for helping us to continue to edify and magnify your holy name. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless our caller today, Heavenly Father. Bless our company, bless what she does, Heavenly Father, to continue and to move forward, Lord. We thank you for the ministries. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the consecrations, Lord. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the closed doors. We thank you for the anointing, the prophecy, the revelation, Lord. We thank you for lifting us up, Heavenly Father. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for maintaining our lives. And now as we move along in January, Lord, we ask that we never be put out of your presence, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We magnify your name and we lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. I'm so excited. And I'm going to have to come back to the reality, amen, because I was in the presence. And when you're in the presence, you have this calming effect. So I'm going to have to come back to where we are. We want to, at this particular time, I want to thank God for many things. And I want you to do the same. And there is a special presence of God, a special gift of God, when we minister unto the people or teach the people about his word. God always supplies us on what we need. The Lord has been good to many people as far as health is concerned, preserved us. He's kept us on the dangerous streets and highways. He's kept us in the midst of our storms. He's kept us in the valley moments and in those mountain experiences. He's helped us to remain humble. He's kept us in our careers. He's kept us when the storms of life was weighing us down. And to that, we say thank you. And just because somebody didn't make it to 2015, amen, we should never take life for granted, because life is very fragile. You make one wrong move, boom, you're out of here. And because our days are numbered, we should live each day like it's our last day. But God is just that good that he preserved us for one more year, amen? And since God has preserved us and since we're here, this is not a New Year's resolution. This is a reality. God says, since you're here, be used by God. It doesn't matter what you do. You can get on the radio. You can tell somebody about God and just talking to them. Your life can display that. He says, do not be the problem. Be the solution this 2015. Do not be the problem. Be the solution. We have consecrated this month for you. According to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we've covered this month. And God says every day is not going to be Sunday. Every day is not going to be such a sunshiny day. He says, but at the end of the day, when you lay down, you will be able to rest in Him. Okay? Because we live in a world, as I said, where everybody's not saved. Everybody's not sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. So we must utilize this time that we have for a purpose to magnify and to edify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we do that. And with that, we're going to have a yes in our spirit. And when the Lord asks us to do something, it's not a maybe or let me think about it, because that is in our will. We must say, yes, Lord. And in our spirit, we always should have a yes, Lord. And as I look for this particular song, before we move higher and have a guest come on to talk about, briefly speak about her company, I want you to think about telling the Lord yes this 2015 year. The answer is yes. The Lord asked you to minister, yes. The Lord asked you to move, yes. Whatever the Lord asked you to do is a yes. I was listening to an interview with Sister Tamala Mann, and they were talking about these yes people. Amen. And she's correct. You don't say yes to everybody, but to God you say yes. Whatever God asks you to do is yes, because that's called obedience. God says He will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. Only to God are we to say yes to everything. But to man, it's not going to be yes all the time, because they don't have our intentions in mind. So when God asks us something, the answer is yes. And I want you to listen to Brother Bishop G. Patterson. And I want you to think about this. I propose this month. I'm not even going to say this year, because we're living. God says we're living month by month with this ministry. He says just focus on this month and consecrate this month. And we'll worry about February, God's will, when that comes. Okay? But I want you to think about the yes. The yes. Saying yes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, this particular song is 9 minutes 41 seconds, but this will give you plenty of time and to say or to think about saying yes to God. What are you going to say yes to God concerning this 2015 year? And as I said before, this ministry is just to get into the presence of God and to thank God for what He's done. Thank you. right. That was Kojic, Yes, Lord, by the former Bishop G.E. Patterson. And ladies and gentlemen, when you're in the presence of God and when you're working with God and when you're speaking to God, you're going to have to actually get into the presence. You can't rush the Spirit. Just like you can't hurry God, you just have to wait and you have to trust in Him. Amen? And sometimes things may take a few minutes, but God says wait and trust in Him, and I guarantee you, you will receive your reward. Without further ado, I am going to call a guest. This guest is Ms. Jackie Curry. She would like to introduce you to her new business entitled Econ, in which she sells a lot of health products, and she also says that she can save her customers money as well. So if you would hold on just a second, I'm going to actually call Ms. Jackie Curry. Jackie Curry is located in Maryland, and she would like to come on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry in order to share her company. Give me just a second.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, guest, this is Ms. Jackie Curry, and she is working for a company entitled Econ, and she would like to introduce you to her company and tell a little bit about it. Ms. Jackie Curry, can you please talk to the guests about your company?
Okay. Again, my name is Jackie Curry. I'm with My Econ. Basically, what My Econ do is help people save money. And also, I wanted to say to everybody, a Happy New Year to everyone. And also, in the company, they have a few different products. One of the products is a weight loss coffee. If anybody that is interested in, you know, maybe losing weight of the beginning of 2015, please don't hesitate. You know, I have a website. And you could go to, the website is www.jackiecurry.myecon.net. Also, I have a phone number, and they could reach me at 301-806-7733. Again, the number is 301-806-7733. And also, I want to leave a few little words with the people. Let your dream be bigger in 2015. Let your dream be bigger. Amen, amen. And don't hesitate. Feel free to give me a call after the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Curry, for sharing your company with us, Econ, and we look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Jackie Curry from Maryland, and as she said, she has a company entitled Econ, and she can save you a lot of money, and she has many products that she would like to offer you. And she has a special rate going on for like $9.95. So if you're interested in that particular company or joining a company and receiving things like tea and things of that nature that help with the weight and metabolism and all of that, just contact Ms. Jackie. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as we move higher and as we move to the finish line of the Love Live Jesus Ministry, I would like to play Pastor Beverly Crawford just as soon. And I want you to really think about this particular song, because once you experience our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you're never the same, as I said before. And I want you to listen to this song, and I just want you to get into the spirit. And then afterwards, we will come with Miss Tamala Mann singing This Place. Then I will give you some announcements, and I will bid you good night. And once again, thank you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found you. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm blessed, so glad I'm living my life in this place.
Crawford, just as soon. Then followed by Sister Tamala Mann. She said, "This place, amen." And now, as we conclude the Love Lift Jesus ministry, a I want to play one more song, and this particular song is entitled There Is Room. And when I say there is room, this means that the Lord is still seeking our souls. And if you're not in the ark of safety, or if you feel like you're far away from God, God says that you don't have to wait till you get to church, amen, to give your life unto Christ. You can give your life to Christ right now where you are. God says he always meets us where we are. And so the church is actually in your heart. We go fellowship at the edifice, at the physical church, but God says the church starts within you, amen, because you can run to the church every Sunday and still not be saved. But God says that we are supposed to fellowship within the church. But if you want to change your perception in your life, and if you want your life to be better, if you want your life to be prosperous, if you want to have more peace within your life, God says that you can give your life unto Christ right now. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter what you did or what you didn't do. God says that he always has his doors open for souls to come in and be saved. And so I'm going to play this one song for you, and I promise you, this is the last song, amen, for tonight. I'm going to play this one song for you by the late Bishop G. E. Patterson, and I'm going to have to pull it up again. Reverend Clay Evans, I'm sorry. There is room at the cross for you. We're starting it over here.
Oh,
That was the late Reverend Clay Evans with At the Cross. There is still room at the cross. I would like to, first of all, say that I enjoyed my time with each and every one of you tonight. I encourage you to continue to listen to the Love of Jesus ministry. I encourage you to continue to trust in God with all of your heart, lean not into your own understanding, acknowledge Him in all thy ways, and He shall lead and direct your paths. So without further ado, I would like to go ahead and go into my announcements. Please, be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them, encouraging them, pulling their coattails. No, I'm just playing. Telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREEDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, publicist, talk show host, media journalist. Please, please, please Facebook Alfreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_ love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to connect with you, and I would love to have you on the Love, Live, Jesus ministry. Make sure that you are praying for 305 individuals. Yes, I upped the number. Make sure you're praying for 305 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and then pray for yourself. Be sure that you're praying for others whom you hear about in the news or you hear about different places, and pray for those individuals who you know and those who you do not know. So just pray for everyone, and then we all will be covered. In addition to that, grab your calendars, grab your calendars, grab your calendars. Be sure to mark the first Saturday in June that we will have the Save Our Youth Conference. Be sure to grab your calendars and mark that particular date. I'll give you more information as the time approaches. In addition to that, make sure that you tune in with me on tomorrow, as I will have the Love Talk Show with Dr. Alfreda Love. And we are going to talk about character. Amen. Character is more important than name brand. Is that right? So we're going to talk about that. And then after which, that will be on Saturday. Then Sunday, we're going to come with the word. Your greatest victory is in your pain. Your greatest victory is in your pain. And the Lord gave me that actually today. Your greatest victory is in your pain. And so we're going to hear from the Lord on Sunday, God's will. Then we're going to go back through the week, and I'm recruiting, and I'm taking names for those individuals who would like to come on the Love, Live, Jesus ministry. But as I said before, I really thank each and every one of you for joining at this particular moment and at this particular hour. I want to thank Ms. Jackie Curry. Be sure to check out her website at Econ. She would love, love, love to serve you. In addition to that, just make sure that we support each other, make sure we pray for each other, and make sure that we understand and recognize who our source is, and our source is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And once again, I just want to wish each and every one of you a happy new year. I want this particular month to be prosperous for you. I want you to be prosperous, and not only prosperous as far as money is concerned, but prosperous in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to be prosperous, and I want you to follow and obey the word of God. If God tells you to sing, then sing. If God tells you to minister, then minister. Whatever God tells you to do, amen, it's a yes. And we have to make sure that we're saying yes unto God and no unto our flesh. So, you know, while I try to upload this particular song, to dismiss us, I just want you guys to know that I appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate you listening to the Love, Live, Jesus ministry. I appreciate you coming on the ministry. I mean, it's just a joy to have individuals come on and share what the Lord has done for them, because we know that there is no secret what God can do. But what he's done for others, if we trust and believe in him, he shall do the same thing for us as well. So without further ado, you're going to hear a pause. And this particular pause is because I am loading up my song, okay? And so you will hear a pause. But once again, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, which will actually be Saturday, and we will be live Saturday, take care of yourselves and each other. And I thank you guys so much for your listening support. And be sure to go out and tell your family and friends about the Love, Live, Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. This is your host, Alfreda Emanya Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love, Lift Up, Jesus ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is his word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.